Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside the head pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, Pastor Ken Keltner. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good to be with you, and thanks again for all you've done and setting up the program and the guests and everything. You do a great job, Mike.
Man, I appreciate that, Pastor. I'm going to save that segment.
Well, I was about ready to say you do a great job even on the technical side with all the equipment. You just flat know what buttons
man,
to push.
I just push them all. That's what I do. I try to push them all, and then hopefully something comes up. Hey, Pastor, one thing I love about Faith in the Zone is, you know, we'll ask guys that come on the show that give us time and have a willingness to come and join us on Faith in the Zone. We'll ask them, hey, do you have anybody else, you know, kind of in your network? Yeah, now that you've been through what we do here.
Through the gauntlet?
Yeah, you've made it, man. You've made it. Remember Nutcracker?
Yeah.
Remember playing high school football back in the day, and you survived the Nutcracker. You thought you were a tough guy. So we always ask these guys, is there somebody that you think would fit? And I've got to thank Jacob Olden, our guest last week from Full Count Ministries. Sent me an email, and just when it was, you know, I have some guys in September that are willing to come on, but here the last couple weeks in August been a little bit tough, and Jacob sent me an email, and he said, look, I've got a guy that you might have some interest in. Do a little research and look up Scott Batson from Get Strong Ministries. And look, we've talked a lot about, you know, football, basketball, baseball, golf, fishing. We had a professional fisherman on. Scott is a CrossFit trainer, and Get Strong Ministries is out of Henderson, Tennessee, which scares me a little bit with you, because you know what, you start talking like you're from Oklahoma, I'm gonna have to get you out of the studio. But our special guest, and I thank him for his time, Scott Batson, again, Get Strong. He's the executive director, Get Strong Ministries. Scott, thanks a lot for a few minutes. How you doing tonight?
Doing great. Really appreciate you guys having me on today.
As we talk to Scott, if you want to get more information on Get Strong Ministries, you can go to their website, one word, getstrongministries.com, or Facebook is Get Strong Ministries as well. You know, Scott, I really want to thank again Jacob for his willingness to introduce you and I together. Jacob, and you started with Full Count Ministries. As far as how you started getting into the ministries was with him, correct?
Yeah, actually, before it was Full Count Ministries, we took a mission trip to Nicaragua. We went backpacking up into the mountains, and by God's divine design, we ended up playing baseball on the side of a mountain with a field that had been cut with a machete. And the men would take off of work and come into the mountain there, and they would play baseball with us during the day. And we thought, man, what an awesome way to reach these guys. What if we come back next year with an actual baseball team and played baseball just to reach them in? And so we did that for a couple of years and saw the fruit from that. And Jacob was called at that point to actually make it a ministry. And that's how Full Count Ministries started. So I was excited, as always, to get to work with those guys. They're great, great partners for us in ministry and great brothers of mine as well.
Hey, Scott, I got to ask you, I mean, I'm just listening to that, and you played baseball on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, sounds kind of weird, right?
I mean, if somebody sent a high pop fly out, did it just cascade down the mountain or what?
Yeah. Well, in Nicaragua, where when we landed in the capital, Managua, we drove 4 hours, and then we spent the night. We went four-wheel driving for another 4 hours, canoed down the river for another hour and a half, and then hiked for 2 hours to get to this mountain. So there was no sporting goods store close to where we were. So if a ball went cascading over the mountain, they would find it. There was no losing a baseball.
Wow.
They're lucky I wasn't with them. I'd hit that. Can you imagine off a mountain how far I'd hit that thing, Pastor?
Yours probably would have hit some rock and bounced into some river and went down some waterfall.
Hey, I'll tell you this, and Scott, you're not going to know this, and Pastor, I don't know. I was back right after high school. I was pitching in a hardball game at Wick Park. So it's off of like 55th and Valete. And I was throwing. My friend Brian Kleisman was catching, and he put up number 4, and I shook it off.
Fastball?
No, it was a knuckleball. I shook it off, and he put down 4 again. I shook it off. I had the guy 0-2. He put it down again. I threw it. This guy hit it straight away center field, out of the park, down the hill, and it hit the freeway ramp is right there. It started rolling on the freeway, and the center fielder said, "Man, it's halfway to Chicago by now." That's how far that guy hit it. So if I threw a knuckleball on the side of a mountain, that thing would be lost. It'd have to go get another one. So, hey, Scott, that had to be an unbelievable experience for you. When you came home, did you know that this was going to be part of your life from there on out?
No, actually, the opposite. I thought, I'm never going back to that place again.
Yeah, I've had a few of those.
Yeah. So I'm not, even though, you know, stereotypically from Tennessee, I don't camp. I'm not an outdoors guy. And that was my first experience camping, was in the wilderness in Nicaragua. So I didn't like the bugs and the lack of sleep and buying a sausage out of a can for a week. That was just not a good time for me.
There are no Hiltons over there, right there.
Absolutely not.
If there's not a Holiday Inn, don't even invite me sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking again to Scott Batson. He's the executive director for Get Strong Ministries. Website, getstrongministries.com. So let's talk a little bit about when you got home and how everything, you know, your thought process obviously changed that said, okay, I need to go back.
Yeah, I think once they said, hey, let's go back and just play baseball, that really got my attention. And I thought that would be great. We're going to stay in the city. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to be in a canoe. We're not going to hike up a mountain. And I loved that, the pace of life there. Just slowing everything down, the way that they valued relationships with people, just kind of in our rat race world, that was very appealing to me. And so I started to fall in love with that city, Ocotal, Nicaragua, and went back. That was in 2009 that we were on the side of that mountain, and I went back 2 times every year, a week to play baseball and a week to backpack every year until 2014, when I started to do this full time.
Hey, Pastor, I got to read. I was on their Facebook page today. Again, Get Strong Ministries. And August 3rd, 9:15 a.m., this was posted. This is why we're here. Two young men, 15 and 18 years old, stood up in front of their friends and said, "I want to follow Christ." They prayed to receive Jesus as their friends laughed. That's being strong. Alex Ronaldo and Ron Mel will begin discipleship with these new believers, which is another blessing. To see the men I've invested in start to invest in others, this is what God has called me here to do. We are so excited. Hashtag Get Strong Ministries. That's exactly what we talk about a lot on this show is investing in others so that they can certainly invest in others, and that's how this thing's going to work.
Mm-hmm. You know, that story reminds me of being in Oklahoma with some kids that I was trying to reach, and I remember after church, one guy stood up and he said, "Hey, I want to receive the Lord as my Savior." African American boy, no dad in the scene, and every kid there was laughing at him, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to invest in that boy. I mean, he knows they're all laughing at him, and he's still standing strong through it. And when you read that from their post, from Scott's post, I just thought, you know what? That sounds just like Marlon Smith.
Man, and when he says that is being strong, you know, we can do all the CrossFit training we want, and we can't be as strong as those two kids. You know, that they can stand up, and with people laughing at him, their friends laughing at him, they said, no, it's time, and I want to follow Jesus Christ. That has to, Scott, just when you think of stories like that, that's just got to make you want to go back and continue this ministry.
Yeah, without question. Even you guys reading it, I just got goosebumps. I knew what you were going to say, but just, I mean, it's just amazing to me the things that have happened there since we've been there. Those two guys are, they sit on the corner in front of the house. I rent a house there, and there's a light pole underneath at the corner of my house, and that's where all the neighborhood guys come. From 15 to 25 years old, they sit on that corner in front of my house. And so when I moved in, I invited them to start working out. You guys want to come work out with us? We started a Bible study. And so we're starting to see, as you heard from that post, like basically the second generation of disciples. So we've been very intentional about, as guys gave their life to Christ, we're going to disciple these men with the specific intention of, once they've been discipled, they are going to disciple. And so we have, from day one, we have been extremely intentional on how we went about that. And so this is, the Alex, Rolando, and Romel that you mentioned, those are the first generation guys that I met over there. Well, they've been discipled now for a year, and now they're taking these new believers and started the Bible study with them last night to take them through what it looks like to follow Christ.
Scott, did I understand that you have a house over there? You rent a house there?
Yeah, I rent a house there. I'm actually there for between a week to 2 weeks every month.
Oh, wow.
And I come back home and go back. So we're in the same place and investing in the same guys. That's the only way I know how to disciple is through relationships. And that was one of the things that I saw about when I was going over there, is that we would go and share the gospel in these different places. And I always wondered what happened to those guys that said yes.
Mm.
And so I felt like God called me to go and take it upon myself to equip those guys. And so we're going and investing in the same place.
So, I mean, do you go just by yourself? You take your family? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I try to bring a team of folks. I have folks from my church, folks from my CrossFit gym. I talk to other CrossFit gyms, basically recruit trips from other gyms for those guys to bring groups of people. It's anywhere from 3 to 15 folks, and we spend a week there with them, investing in two churches there. So we partner with the pastors to give them influence. And we work out. I have a gym in my backyard. So for the last 2 years, we've been taking weights and barbells and medicine balls in our checked bags, 50 pounds at a time, humping it over to make this gym in the backyard. So we have probably 2,000 pounds of weights, 10 or 12 barbells, medicine balls, kettlebells, jump ropes. I mean, we have a legitimate CrossFit gym, open air in the backyard of our house. And so that's where we work out, and that's where we do our Bible studies, and it's just an awesome place.
I think, Mike, you ought to go over there with them. Because you are a CrossFit guy.
Yeah, I can barely lift my arms today. That's, you, Scott, you know, before we get to a break, Scott, we talked about what your class is going to be like tonight, today before we were going to talk. And my guy, and I was telling you some of the things he did today, he decided that we're gonna test out and see where we're at, like on the bench press. And I was like, why are we going to do that? And he said, no, we're going to warm up, sledgehammer, we're going to hit the bag with MMA gloves and do that, and then we're going to try this. And, you know, so you warm up, and then he said, all you need is one, you know, get one, and then we'll move on. So at 185, got that, you know, 195, got that, 215, got that, 225, got that, 235, barely got that. And I was like, let's go to 245. He said, are you sure? I said, yeah. No chance, Scott. I mean, my arms were done, and I got it about halfway, and I started yelling for his help, and that was the
was help.
Yeah, it was help. And then, you know, I didn't start crying. I don't care who said I was crying; they're lying. I had something in my eye. Hey, boys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue with Scott Batson. He's the executive director for Get Strong Ministries. As we're talking to Scott, GetStrongMinistries.com, there's a way, if you're feeling led to help them with this ministry, you can go right online and donate some money. We'll talk to Scott later in the show on how they are funded. The other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about Get Strong Ministries, and we're going to ask Scott for his testimony on the other side. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. We're talking to the executive director, Get Strong Ministries. They're located in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and he is Scott Batson. Hey, Scott, once you started and this idea of starting Get Strong Ministries, that came after you had gone on a couple trips with Full Count Ministries, correct?
That's correct. And I was doing a study with my small group. It was a book on prayers, a book called The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson. And one of the questions we had was, what are some of your God-sized dreams? What are some things that you have as goals that you could only accomplish with the Lord's help? And I couldn't think of anything, and I'm a goals guy. It was the beginning of the year, and I had every goal you could think of written out, action steps, but they were all things that I wanted to accomplish. The only thing I could think of was that I always joked with my family about losing my problem. You know, just what they tell, man, it's hot here. You know, we're losing their problem. It's hot. Sunday morning when we're all getting ready. And the hot water's gone. Okay, you know, we're in Nicaragua, there's not going to be any hot water. So I wrote Nicaragua in a question mark, and I just started to pray over that. And things just started to fall into my lap. And, you know, it's just, I could tell you 100 stories of things that the Lord made very, very clear to me that this is what He wanted me to do. And He wanted me to leave the job I had and to do it full time.
Boy, that's incredible. And then the name of the town that you're in Nicaragua is what?
Ocotal, O-C-O-T-A-L.
Ocotal. So did you know where you wanted to go and set this up?
I wasn't sure. My heart was there because that's where I've been going, but I didn't want to just assume that was what it, you know, where I should go. And so I called the guy that I had been going over there with. We'd used another agency, Extreme Missionary Adventures. We'd used them on these full count trips. Kind of, they were already in the area, so we booked through them. And I said, how did you know where God wanted you to go? And I said, because I really feel like God's calling me there, to Okotal. It was a dead silence on the other line. I thought, man, I've offended him. Maybe he doesn't want me to come. You know, what's going on? And he was crying. And he said, my wife and I have been praying for someone to come and to help us because there's so much to do here. He said, I can't wait to go tell her what you just said. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow. Man, now I've got to go. Right now I'm being disobedient if I don't go. So it's another level of clarity for me. But it was just things like that happened mm-hmm. for months that just it gave me a complete confidence that God not only wants me there doing what I'm doing, but he wants me there now. And mm-hmm. I think that's as important as where you go is when you're there. And so he's blessed us every step of the way for sure.
Scott, do you still help Jake if he shows up with a group of guys over there? Are you over there same time to work with him still?
We were actually with them for two of the 3 weeks that they were there in July. So my wife and I went. My daughter loves to go on those trips as well, and so we went. And we just served them. We served them lunch. We washed dishes when they were done just to allow them to do ministry. You know, we didn't mm-hmm. want them to be distracted with, some of the logistical things. And so we did that. It was just an awesome. I love hanging with those guys and getting to see what they do and the impact that they make. And the reality is they're in the same town I am. They're using baseball. I'm using CrossFit. It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same ministry serving the same Lord. So we work together every chance we get, for sure.
Hey, Scott, one aspect that is prominent here on Faith in the Zone is we love to talk to folks about how their journey of faith with Christ begins. So we would love to kind of back up and hear what all God did in your life to bring you to himself, and then, with everything that you're doing in Nicaragua and so forth. But if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us, we'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, I grew up in church, Christian home. I went to a private school, private Christian school, and I knew a lot about the Bible, a lot about Jesus, and accepted Christ as a fifth grade boy, and not a lot changes in your life when you're in fifth grade and you give your life to Christ. There's not a lot of haven't had time to pick up too many bad habits and things, but once I got to college and on into my married life, I lived absolutely for myself, just bad choice after bad choice, which led to more bad choices. And you make enough bad choices over a period of years, and you end up a long way from home base. And I remember coming home and looking in my wife's eyes. I had a five-year-old son, a newborn daughter, and I could tell she was done. And I was staying out all night, partying with my friends, drugs, alcohol, whatever was available. There weren't too many no's in my vocabulary, and I saw that I was about to lose everything that was important to me. And so I remember pulling over on the side of the road and said, "Okay, Jesus, if you're real, I need you to change me," because I was tired of doing the right thing because I was supposed to. Mm-hmm. I wanted to want to do the right things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it because it was inside of me, not because I was supposed to. And so the church that I got married in had a prayer room in their lobby, and I went there every morning on my way to work, got on my knees and just begged God to change my heart, just to make me different and to make me want to do the things that I was supposed to do. And he was absolutely faithful in that. And he changed me into, a new person. That 2 Corinthians 5:17, that the old is gone and the new has come. That is me. That old man is dead. And the Lord is completely responsible for that. And so he restored my marriage. Our marriage is very strong. We've been able to help a lot of other couples in their marriage because of the struggle that we have been through. And if you would have told me on that day when I pulled over on the side of the road that I was going to be a missionary in Nicaragua, I would have. Me and a whole bunch of my friends would have laughed you out of town. So it's been an amazing, amazing journey. And the Lord has, gosh, he's changed everything about me and my life and where it was headed. And, you know, couldn't be more grateful to him for the blessings that I have.
You know, Scott, you and I are twins, man. we are. Other than when you said get into the side of the road, I kept driving down that road and went to a place called Eastside Baptist Church. But everything you said prior to that, we were almost to the same age of kids too. Lockstep.
Yeah.
I'm glad you live in Milwaukee, man. I'll tell you that. We would have hung out back then. And, you know, I was right there too. You know, my wife said some words to me. Now, it wasn't the look, but when she said, look, if you don't become the man that I know that you can become, you will live the rest of your life in a loveless marriage. And those words, I didn't want to live the rest of my life in a loveless marriage. The music for Faith in the Zone, Scott, is a local pastor here called Pastor Marlon Locke. And there's the first song that we used to use, there was a line in that song, and the line was, I'm not the man I want to be, but I thank God I'm not the man I used to be.
Yeah, amen.
I thought, man, it's almost like Pastor Marlon Locke wrote that song for me. Because that's exactly what it was. I got tears in my eyes because you just told my story right there. You know, on this show, and I say this a lot, Pastor Ken, that, you know, some of the guys we have on, the worst thing they ever did was steal a candy bar. And then I used to say, we got guys like Pastor Daryl Strauber and myself. Well, maybe I'll use Scott sometimes too, because, you know, if the Lord's willing to accept guys like Scott and me, and Pastor Daryl Strawberry, boy, when people that are listening, when you get to the point that you can't do this anymore, you know, Scott, for me, I love the fact I never have to, I don't lie anymore.
Right.
I don't have to lie.
That's freedom, isn't it?
It's so much freedom. It's so much freedom. And I thank God every day that my wife hung in there, you know, just a little longer. Because I didn't, like you, didn't have a whole lot of time left, man.
Yeah,
so I really appreciate you sharing that with us. That's that's hitting right home to me. So, guys, we're going to get to a quick break. On the other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. Again, go to their website. I really like the videos that they had on the website. You really get a good idea from the pictures and the videos from GetStrongMinistries.com. As Scott tells us these stories and he talks about being there, if you go, it makes a lot of sense when you go to that website and start looking at the pictures and the people that he's working with. And there's some videos on there that are very powerful, you know, talking about the great work again that they're doing. It is GetStrongMinistries.com. And where you can help them out if you're feeling led to help them. There's a place on that website that you can donate to continue this ministry. And we're going to talk to Scott about that side of Get Strong Ministries on the other side. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brain Balance of Mequon. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You do make me laugh during the breaks, Pastor. I got to tell you.
I'm sure glad I'm able to do that for you, Mike.
My back's hurting a little bit today, Pastor. You know what I'm saying?
You're carrying the program.
He is the head pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. We're going to an audible on segment three, and we are joined now by Scott Batson's wife, Christy Batson, who's going to join us. She's part of Get Strong Ministries as well. Christy, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time. How's everything going?
Going great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your role in Get Strong Ministries. And I've talked about the website quite a bit, but if you get a chance, everything makes more sense now to me. After going to GetStrongMinistries.com, watching some of the videos, reading all the articles and all the things that I could on Get Strong Ministries, and then talking to Scott for the first two segments, I understand it now. And wondering about your role with this ministry.
I handle all of the accounting and booking the trip, the airfare, working through all the details once they arrive in Nicaragua, from where they stay, how they get from. It's a four-hour drive from Managua to Ocotal, where our mission home is. So I take care of all of the everything once they arrive in country.
Hey, Pastor Ken, I got to tell you the funniest part. When I was talking to Scott the other day, and he said that he was going to be teaching a CrossFit class, so we had to call him at a certain time. I said, is Christy involved with CrossFit? He said, yeah. I said, does she take your class? He said, absolutely not. He said, we found that does not work for us as a couple. If she takes other classes, but she is not taking my class, it's not a real good thing for us as a couple. And I laughed. I thought, man, I know exactly how that's going. Hey, do you get a chance to go on the trips with them as well?
I do. I try and go to at least 4 a year. We still have a daughter at home. Our son is no longer in the house, but she's in high school, so she's got 2 more years. And then I will go more often. But for now, I just try and go at least 4 times a year.
Hey, Christy, now do you do any teaching with any ladies in Nicaragua that want to come over? Do you do some teaching?
No. I will take a class there because Scott won't yell at me.
Oh. He won't tell you. You can do it. One more. You give me one more. He doesn't yell that over there, huh?
If he does it in English, no one can understand. As long as he doesn't speak in Spanish, we're okay.
I got you.
And that's awesome. Christy, how did you guys meet, you and Scott?
We started dating our senior year of high school. Hmm. We had friends of ours set us up on a blind date, actually, when we were seniors in high school.
Did you guys go to the same high school?
No, we didn't. He went to a private school. I went to a high school about 10 minutes away.
You know, my wife and I started dating the day after we graduated from high school. Yeah, you know, same high school.
There's a lot of similarities here with Mike and Terry and your family. You guys are going to have to come out here to Milwaukee, or he's going to have to go to Nicaragua with you.
What about Henderson, Tennessee? I could do that. They got Holiday Inns in Henderson, Tennessee.
I don't know about that.
Christy, please tell me you weren't the captain of cheerleading in high school.
Oh, no, I was not a cheerleader.
Okay.
I'm not that coordinated.
That's where it ends. That's where it ends. Christy, do you remember the first trip that you went on?
Yes, I do.
What was that like for you? Was that just a complete eye-opening experience?
It was. Scott had been going for several years, and, you know, I'd seen all the pictures and heard all of the stories, but until you see with your own eyes the difference there, the love of the people and how open they are if you just come, that was what amazed me the most.
Christy, Scott was talking about all the guys hanging out underneath the light post there at the corner of your place over there in Nicaragua. Do you guys have families and guys come in and you cooking and feeding them and all that while you're there?
I've cooked for them, yes. I stick with the eggs there because they're always safe. We have a neighbor who actually comes in and helps with our, you know, does the cooking for our, when we bring in teams.
Okay.
So we can concentrate on the ministry.
All right. So teams from the States?
Yes.
Okay. What about some of the local folks? I mean, they're there working out with you and so forth and working out with Scott. Do you guys have them over to the house too? Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Always at the house.
Christy, Pastor's kind of old school. See, I was thinking maybe you would teach the CrossFit class while Scott was cooking for these
Well, he might be able to. Who knows? Right,
that's what I thought was going. I thought was going on. Hey, once you got back from that first trip, did the stories that Scott and the pictures that he showed you change? You know, because all of a sudden, like I talked about watching the videos online and then talking to Scott the first two segments, it all makes a lot more sense to me now, and I understand it, and I feel a little closer to it. Did that happen to you as well?
Yes. Just seeing the pictures and then going and living through that myself, just the hardships there. But there's always, he would always talk about their joy. And in the circumstances that they're in, it's something that you just couldn't understand. But they always have joy. It's amazing just to know how their lives are. And in our society, you would think that they're lacking a lot. You know, they don't have the material things that we have here in the United States. But really, they are so much better off in so many ways than we are because they have joy in everything, mm-hmm. regardless of their circumstances.
Yeah, Christy, I've been to several countries like Nicaragua, and every time you come in there, especially if you guys have a house there, they ought to just be totally excited when they see you guys rolling back up to the house.
They are. When the van pulls up to drop us off at the mission house, we usually have a...
You have a whole group out there, don't you, waiting for you?
We do. We have a whole group, and like I said, our mission house, we kind of have an open door, and people just come and go through, you know, in the neighborhood. And then the bad thing is, so at the end of the week, those same people are there, and it's harder to leave them each time you go.
Mm-hmm. Christy, how do your kids relate to this? Have they been, your son and daughter, have they been on trips as well? And what's their feeling of having their dad and sometimes their mom gone for 2 weeks, a month?
They've been great. Very understanding and happy for us to be able to go over there. Our daughter, she goes in the summer for a couple weeks every year. And, you know, last year she was there with just Scott for a couple of weeks and called me the night before just in tears because she didn't want to leave, but yet she wanted to come home to her friends here being, you know, in high school. But at the same time, having to leave all of the people there, she was just bawling, thinking about not being able to see him again for another year. So mm-hmm. they've both been really supportive of everything.
Mm. It sounds like you built some great relationships there. I have one question for you, Christy, because I think you mentioned something about being the bookkeeper and taking care of the book. How do you guys afford to get over there?
We all of our funding is through friends and family. Anyone that donates. You know, neither of us have jobs outside of the ministry. So, you know, and when we have teams go, that helps, of course, to be able to help for the flight and everything over there. But we basically just live off of giving and donations from other people.
Hey, I just wanted to give them the website. And again, as people listen to this, if they... feeling led to give to Scott and Christy and Get Strong Ministries. Website is getstrongministries.com. Facebook, Get Strong Ministries as well. And again, if you go to that website, please watch some of the videos and look at those pictures. After hearing these two and understanding what they do and what their mission is, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, Christy, we deal with a lot of missionaries through our church and so forth, and when you said family and friends, you must have a lot of family and friends that have really bought into the burden that you all have, and that they now have the burden to give and to support you guys like that. Would you say you're at 100% of support of what you need, or are you below that?
A little below that.
Okay. All right.
Boy, that's great. I'll tell you this, Christy, when Scott talked about his testimony in the second segment, last segment, you know, I just, him and I are twins, just so you know. And I thank God for my wife that she didn't bolt when she should have. And I, you know, I thank you for doing the same. And I know that Scott says the same thing because, Yeah, it sounds like him and I were doing the same stuff. And I told him, I said, you know, the great thing about being where I'm at now is I don't have to lie. I don't have to lie to anybody. And he said, yeah. Isn't that freedom right there? I said, it is. It really is. So, Christy, thank you so much for, you know, I know you were very excited about doing a segment with us. So
Thank you, Christy.
It wasn't so bad, right? I know Pastor Ken can, you know, he can rub you the wrong way, but, you know.
Oh, Christy, he beats all.
Not bad at all. She is Christy Batson again. GetStrongMinistries.com. We'll talk to Scott for the last segment on the other side of the break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. You know, Pastor, we talk, or I say it a lot, that I think there's a special place in heaven for coaches' wives. And Scott's a coach. Mm-hmm. And Christy, to come on our show, and she was great, she's fully invested. And when you start a place like Get Strong Ministries, it's a family.
You got to be all in. She's been all in. So that's exciting.
Man, that's awesome. And, you know, Scott, she doesn't want to take your class unless you don't yell at her in English. Nick Roger, she said, I might take his class there because he's nicer to me there. So,
Hey, help us out. I mean, for people like myself that just play tennis now, you know, in my older age, this CrossFit thing. I mean, what all? Yeah, I've seen a few things on TV and so forth, but I mean, like you training for competition, you training for Ironman competition. I mean, what all are you guys doing?
It's basically there's something for everyone. It's a functional. The like official definition is constantly varied. Functional movement at high intensity. So it's different every single day. No, you never do the same workout except for a retest or something like that. And you're squatting, you're doing some gymnastics work like pull-ups, push-ups, you know, body weight, things like that. Olympic lifting, so cleans and snatches, you're doing that. Some powerlifting movements with deadlifts. We do jump ropes, jump on boxes. And so basically it's the premise is performing those workouts at a high intensity. So going all out for short periods of time helps to shed fat and build lean muscle. Hey. And so if you look at the body of a sprinter, you know, in the Olympics that guy's jacked. And if you look at a marathoner, he looks like maybe his leg might break if he stepped on a twig the wrong way.
Yeah.
So those two body types, that explosive movement and then the other one. So, you know, the grandmother needs to be able to squat. She needs to be able to get herself off the couch, out of her chair. But she doesn't need 250 pounds on her back, but potentially a 25-year-old man, that might be fine for him. So you can scale these movements from the grandmother to the 25-year-old guy that's ready to tackle anything.
So, Scott, let me ask you. Watching the Packer game, it goes to a commercial, and I explosively get off my chair, run into the kitchen, make some popcorn, come back, and I'm curling the popcorn. Is that kind of what we're talking about? Or is it different?
I think it's a little different than that, Mike.
Hey, Scott,
I'm CrossFitting when I'm watching the Packer game.
Hey, Scott, I got to go. So as a coach, I mean, you probably have to be pretty highly motivated with some of these folks that, I mean, you're right there. I don't mean it in a bad connotation, but you're like in their face telling them you can do it, you know, do it again.
Don't care if you're tired. Don't throw up in my shoe. Stuff like that.
where to throw up. But yeah, it's because it is at high intensity, you want to quit a lot. And so that's, you know, that's part of the draw is that it, this CrossFit creates this thing where you suffer together, and there's this bond that is created when you've all just done this, you know, potentially terrible thing together. You know, you've suffered, you're all dying. Doesn't matter whether you're a doctor, lawyer, or a 22-year-old kid in Nicaragua, the pain was the same, and you've got a bond now that that over time you build these friendships and relationships with. It happens just very naturally, and so it's a great place to use that to teach. Yes, this physical training is great, but let me tell you about Jesus and this spiritual training. And that's where we got our verse of, you know, 1 Timothy 4:8 that says, you know, that very thing. So it's been a great tool for us to use as a sports ministry, and something that not a lot of people, at least right now, are using that. So it's very, very kind of a unique way to do that.
Yeah. And that verse that you have there, 1 Timothy 4:8, about bodily exercising profiteth little, but godliness is great gain. So that's a great verse that you're— does anybody happen to remind you of that verse when you're wanting them to go another rep?
they haven't yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
Well, Mike would have that.
I'm going to use it next time I work out with Patrick, my guy. Go to the website, getstrongministries.com, and I failed to talk about their mission. Their mission, using fitness to help people build strong bodies and a strong faith in Jesus Christ. God has called this ministry into existence for the specific purpose of intentionally making disciples of Jesus Christ. And it's a great great mission statement right on their website. Again, getstrongministries.com. If you have heard some things that are making you feel like, boy, we want to help this ministry continue, that website, there's a place that you can help them out. I would recommend checking them out on Facebook as well, Get Strong Ministries. There's some really good pictures, some great stories that we had talked about earlier in this show. And boy, I can't tell you, Scott, this has been really fun for us. Thank you so much for your time. When's the next trip for you?
I leave September 7th. So I'm headed over. I've got a trip every month between now and the end of May. And so I'll be there a week to 2 weeks every month, and looking for some folks to join me the second half of next year. So if you're interested in coming on a trip, then—
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Love to have you come.
Yeah. How many do you actually work with when you get over there? 15, 20?
Yeah, there's about 15 guys that work out with us, and then we work with two different churches, two different pastors, and work with their congregations to kind of help train them in discipleship as well. So they're probably the meeting on a weekly basis in Okotal. There are probably about 20 discipleship groups that are meeting in people's homes.
Wow.
Going through the Word of God every week together. Since we've been going for 2.5 years, so God has blessed our efforts.
No doubt. Sure. Again, if you're feeling led that maybe you want to go on a trip with Scott and the people at Get Strong Ministries, go to their website, getstrongministries.com. There's a number of ways to get a hold of them through that website and their Facebook, again, Get Strong Ministries. Scott, thank you so much. Please thank Christy for us. We really appreciate the time you've given us.
Yeah, it was a blast, as you said. It was a great time. I appreciate you guys having me on and what you guys are doing. So.
You bet.
Blessing for you to ask, and then I'll certainly be praying for you guys. You have a huge ministry and of your own, so I'm grateful for what you're doing.
Thank you, Pastor. Have a good day.
Yeah,
it's good seeing you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for listening. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? Now I know for certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.